Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Cinema with the Guys, episode 17, man. And this is the episode all you guys been waiting for. We got a full house today, man. Before we get into our guests, you already know where you can follow us at on Twitter and Instagram at Barbershare Sky, at Flows Andolini. Of course, follow the Barbershare Network at Barbershare Net. If you are a Patreon subscriber, we fuck with you, man. We got a lot of good content coming. Summer sessions will be recorded on video real soon. The guys are vacuumed up. Well, everybody except for Pavi. And so blame Pavi as. But, you know, if he gets sick, that's on him. I'm vacuumed up. So look out for that. That's going to be strictly on the Patreon. Me and Flows will be dropping Sopranos Season 3 review sometime in April. You know we niggas, so I'm not going to give you an actual day. But we got a guys here in the building. We got X. We got Van from the Black Variant Podcast.
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
I've been waiting to slander X for so long.
What do you mean you've been waiting? Nigga, you do it at least three times a week. All right, relax.
Oh, man.
We got the guys here, man. This is like everybody knows my favorite, one of my favorite Twitter beefs is going at it with X about Marvel and DC. I was listening to the pod last week. Y'all called me Kevin Marvel with the Twitter's Kevin Feige.
That's a fact.
Nigga Feige.
I felt like I felt like a Negro. What was that on Spell Show? I look like Malcolm X. Look like Brian Gumbel, huh, motherfucker.
Fact.
That's how I felt about that, man. But let's just get right to it. I want to know. This is my problem with X right here. X accuses us Marvel stans of the same shit he does with DC.
Oh man, here we go. We jumping into it.
Fucking
okay.
All right, so all right, before we get started, I just want to know which thing, because there are several things you could definitely say right now.
Okay, like okay. Well, I'm gonna start off with today. Today, somebody criticism was like, damn, why Warner ain't start with breaking the universe down instead of giving us Justice League? And he put up a picture of Guardians like that shit was the same. You know good damn well he was talking about if Marvel hits you with Iron Man, boom, nigga, Avengers here. You don't know none of these other niggas in here, but boom, here's Avengers.
Scott, tell me, out of all the members of the Justice League, which of them niggas haven't been on TV in the last 20 years?
Okay. Kind of got you there.
Fair point.
Tell me this, right? Out of the last 20 years, has Cyborg not been on TV for damn near 20 years now?
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Wait. Does Flash not have one of the top 10 most popular shows in America right now?
Oh, this nigga X ready.
Okay, that's fair. Well, hold on. Look, I'm
Sky, we can't go out like this. Hold on.
Okay, well, you ain't said shit. Okay,
so I didn't miss to get this conversation.
First of all, okay, here's another comment right here. What if there's a lot of people who are not as in tune with these guys as maybe you guys would be if you're into the comics or watch shit like that. Like somebody for me, when I came in tomorrow, I was covering in cold turkey. All I knew as far as superhero wise was Batman, Superman, Incredible Hulk, Spider-Man, and motherfucking X-Men. Like I remember when the Iron Man trailer dropped and I was in college. I was like, nigga, Robert Downey Jr. is still getting jobs. That was the only reaction I had. So I was just saying, maybe for like the casual fan, and they could have built it up a little bit more. And I'm not saying give us a Flash and a Cyborg movie out the jump, but they could at least give us a fucking Batman movie before they gave us Batman versus Superman.
All right, so like, do we need to see the Wayans get put in the pack again? Like, do we really need that?
We don't have to see them put
in
the pack.
Do we really like if we start a new Batman franchise, we gonna see them niggas die again? Do we?
Or
really
you can
need
do what they did with Spider-Man. They didn't do Uncle Ben over with the Marvel shit. We could just start her off without. Oh, the nigga's parents did.
But see, they doing that with Robert Pattinson. So I'm cool. What is this? Is Robert Pattinson year two Batman?
Yeah, one. Yeah, one, right?
He's like year two. Like he's just fresh off the rookie year. You know what I'm saying? He's on the sophomore season.
Okay. I'm cool with that. Like, I don't need to see the Waynes and the Pearls and the gunshot and the traumatized Bruce. I'm cool without that. That's I've seen enough.
Gee, but the thing is, like, we know who Batman is. We know who he does. We know who he represents. We don't need to see that shit again. Plus, like, there was only Batman movie, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
When did
Man of Steel come out?
2013.
Okay, that's fair. Dark Knight's Return was the year before.
I'm not mad at Justice League coming out, you know, without a solo Batman film. I've seen plenty. I've seen a lot of Batman films. And on top of that, DC, I think, has the advantage of, you know, who if you don't know who Cyborg and Flash is, you know, Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman.
Yeah, you know the core members.
I didn't know who the hell Cyborg was. I know who Flash was. I didn't know who the hell Cyborg was.
That's why you didn't watch Teen Titans.
Yeah. I didn't watch Teen Titans. I didn't. Like, when I grew up, Joe, when we grew up, who do all the niggas we knew? Batman,
Spider-Man, X-Men.
I was a Batman stan before I got introduced to Tony Stark. Yeah. I mean, he still know, but
Batman got so much classic, bro. He got so much classic material, bro.
Oh, for sure. Oh, I'm up on Batman. That's one thing I know. Yeah. I know my Batman shit. Like, I was watching Batman animated series when it was out.
Right.
Now, I'm pretty much aging myself right now. But I remember that shit fully when it was on.
I'm assuming we all watch Batman the animated series. I don't know how young everybody is, but I'm assuming we all watch.
Yeah, we grew up on that.
We've all written that shit back multiple times. I did a full rewatch like a year or two ago. That shit still slaps, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm doing my rewatch right now. And I just feel like, this is the thing about DC, and I just finished the DC rewatch for anybody who listened to this podcast last week. And I will say this, I don't think some of the movies are as trash as I originally thought, but I do feel like out of maybe Snyder Cut, 10 out of 10, love it.
Right.
Aquaman, love that movie. And I also like Birds of Prey. Now, mainly it's because Margot Robbie is on my leave my wife list, which is only
Will Smith hours. All right,
right on my leave my. It's only two people on there. It's her and Rihanna. But
Margot Robbie, the Milk Madness champion, you did
exactly. Right. Yes, we were gonna do a Milk Madness too, but the climate didn't allow us. Not
y'all canceled that. Yeah, y'all canceled that. Bro.
This nigga Pierce is a little bit too excited in the group chat, and everybody was like, "Oh, relax."
That nigga was ready.
This nigga's like, so what are we gonna do the brackets first? No, who first said I ain't doing it? Was it you? I think it was you or Damien.
It was me. I'm like, uh-uh.
Yeah, and I know Joe was like, all right, yo, wrap this up, bro. We ain't doing
it. Damien was like, nah, I'm straight, man. And then me and Pam laughs like, you know what? I'm kind of fine on that. But I liked Birds of Prey. Birds of Prey was really good. I think the only thing that, like, I'll say this about Batman versus Superman. Now, of course, X is going to love to hear this. I don't think it's trash anymore. Now,
I
do think exactly. It's high.
Things changed.
I do think it's high quality mid. I think it's high quality mid, but I do not think it's trash. I feel like there was a lot of dialogue in there that I could have dealt with, that I could have been, you know, good without. But overall, I think it's fine. Now, I would give Henry Cavill this. Now, I think Superman is the corniest superhero of all time. He makes Captain America like a Black Panther.
That's not true, in the comics, he's such a
relatable person, which I always feel like. Who was my favorite Superman comic? I think it's All-Star Superman. Yeah. I don't know what it is with the interpretation on video. They never get it right completely. There's always something off. But in the comics, I love him.
Right. He's good in the comics. Like even like Return of Superman, Death of Superman, those are like classic comics. Like, say, they just can't get them right on screen.
What I like about y'all part is y'all like get real in depth on the comic side. Like, a nigga like me, like, it's not that I don't read the comics. This is gonna sound like a real nigga comment. I don't really read. It's not even really about comics.
Nigga, I don't.
Nigga, with the Kanye route.
Yeah, I don't really. I read four books last year during the pandemic because I was on my expand my mind bullshit the first 3-4 months.
Right.
And so I read
any of them 48 Laws of Power?
Hell no. What the fuck I look like? I'm not a Twitter nigga. I'm not LLC. I'm the only nigga with an LLC who tell y'all don't get an LLC.
Niggas on the time I talk about Art of War. Like, come
bro,
on.
Bro, I got two of them shits. Do not get them. Taxes will kick your ass. But so I like there's a new property coming out. I'll go on and like do some research on like, you know, YouTube and some shit. But I think the only comic I've read since I've been an adult, maybe the Infinity Gauntlet.
Right. But
besides that, like, y'all are better on the knowledge side. You know what I'm saying? And so, X, I had a question for you. Does it like annoy you when people don't really know the comic side of it?
I don't get mad at people not like knowing shit. I get mad at people like not knowing shit and being proud of it. Like, okay. Like I'm a dumbass and I'm good with it. Like, what the fuck you mean? Like, you be like, all right, can Batman do this? I mean, like, nigga, it's a Google away. I mean, you ain't gotta be wrong about it. You know what I'm saying? There's
right.
Ways.
Like, you ain't even gotta be a reader, nigga. If you just Google, look it up for a second. You should know.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you can just like do a Google, nigga. Just be jumping off the fucking roof with shit, nigga. Like, I just be sitting like, I've learned to make my peace with Batman slander, right? It took a long time. It took several
you're
years.
You're still working on it.
Yeah, nigga, stop exactly. lying.
Yeah. Nigga, it could be any type of Batman joke. It could be hilarious. This nigga tweet that Boondocks video.
ASAP, man. Hey. I've have to pull X off the timeline at times. Like, yo, bro, like.
Nigga had Snyder Cut lined up in his search.
Yeah, he ready. This he war ready. Ready.
Gee, I can't tell you how many times Van has texted me like, "Nigga, relax, like stop." Like,
all the time, bro. Like, yo, it's not worth it, bro.
It's literally once a week. This nigga's like, "Yo, come on, like you don't got to do this." You know,
you
got
to do it to him like Joe do me if I cuss our fans out on 79th and Hellas.
Oh yeah,
I'm like, shut your dumb ass up.
Yeah, niggas like, make just simple points. Like, oh man, I don't think we should go back to Trubisky and Scott. Like, you a dumbass nigga.
You a dumbass nigga. Niggas don't know football. Bro.
I told Dan Reeder of the Chicago Tribune, man, shut your bitch ass up. He's like, nigga, I gotta be in the same booth as him.
Bro, I'm like, please, I don't want him to meme mug me and get me.
I gotta see this nigga on Sunday, man. Like,
right, you know what I'm saying? Don't get my pass taken away. But yeah, I definitely feel that one, man. So you guys' podcast, I want to know how did that get started? Because I know first. Actually, we were doing a Looking Glass. I know that was one of the earlier pods over here. So, like, what made y'all link up and do this? Y'all think y'all got some of the best cover art too. I love how I really like.
Oh, that's all X, man. X is the
You're killing that shit, dog. It looked real like comic bookish. That's what I like about it. So, like, how did y'all link up?
I mean, like, we've all known each other on Twitter for like what, almost a decade now. You know, we just been like real good with each other. Van's one of the few people who I knew on Twitter. Actually read comics frequently and whatnot, and I just texted him one day after Looking Glass and it was like, yo, like, would you be interested in this and this and this? He was like, hell yeah. So like, funniest part about the thing Van says about me, he's like, I don't do shit without a plan. So apparently I texted him next to like graphs and like diagrams and
charts
shit.
And Venn diagrams, like, yo nigga, we gonna hit him with this. I'm like, all right, cool.
So like we really took it from there. So like when we was like putting the show together, we was like, all right, so are either of us good at Photoshop? And we both said no
nigga.
So I was like, all right, we'll make an agreement. One of us cuts the show, one of us learns Photoshop. I was like, I'll learn Photoshop. And that was it. That's literally the harmony of the show. We don't argue about shit because our responsibilities are very clear.
Yeah, yeah. It's very outlined. Like, niggas know I'm gonna chop it up. I'm gonna add funny clips and all this craziness to it. Exactly. That's gonna come through with the cover art, man.
I love seeing the plan, bro. I think plan is, a lot of people think that, you know, one thing about podcasts, I feel like some people feel like it's like easy. And I don't want to sit up here and act like I'm the pod father or some shit, but a lot of you niggas should not have podcasts. Like, I'm going to be 100% real. A lot of niggas, like, I don't want to hear niggas talking over Twitter shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be able to do the difference between Twitter and having a podcast. So I like, you know, how y'all do that and just
Niggas think that, like, you can just, like, turn the mic on and just talk about the same shit you usually do with, like, no filter. Yeah. That's not how shit works. That is not how shit works at all. And most of you niggas are not that funny. I'm gonna keep it 100%.
Plus, niggas think like just because they funny with their friends, they think that's gonna translate to the podcast, and it don't work like that all the time, you know. So
yeah,
it's all about, you got to know that it's. I don't want to sound like a dickhead, but it's kind of like an art to podcasting. You know,
it really
what I mean?
Is.
And niggas don't respect it.
Yeah.
And I feel like the chemistry too. Like, you just can't just put two random people together. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's got to be. You know, I think the one thing that makes Summer Sessions great for us is we all, like, really, it's just our group chat with recorded. That's really all it is.
And it comes across in the podcast. Like, the chemistry on there, you hear it. You know what I mean? It's very casual.
That's why I hate people. Oh, let me get on there. Nigga, everybody can't get on here, bro. Like, first of all, it's not an interview style pod, number one. Like,
Scott hates when niggas want to be on the podcast.
Nigga, when I tell y'all, I get it all the time, bro. Like, you be DMing me. Like, one of my homies, like, put me in, like, an IG story. I was like, bro, stop it.
Yeah, like, don't do that, G.
Stop it, dog. No. It's not working. But let's talk about Snyder Cut, man. This is a movie that I did not think was going to come out. Obviously, a lot of people did not think it was going to come out. And X is one of the people who kept telling us, I feel like, for years down there, that shit coming. I was like, nigga, it's like detox, bro. Like,
yeah, nigga, X was on his Dre shit. He was like, yo, it's coming.
It's coming, man. So, like, what y'all feel like with the impact it's been since it's dropped the last couple weeks? And do you feel like it's gonna, like, change anything for DC moving forward?
Van, you go first, because I I gotta collect my thoughts.
I think like it's the only kind of harmony we've seen between DC and Marvel fans over the past like few years, ever since Endgame dropped. I feel like the Snyder Cut is the only thing that's brought peace to the timeline a little bit, at least for that week. I think it's been a good reception. I think everybody's enjoyed it. Everybody sees, obviously, it's a way different movie. I think that was the big debate before it dropped. It was like, it's going to be the same movie. I'm like, nah, nigga, it's going to be totally different because Whedon and Snyder just had philosophical difference on what they were trying to do. But like, I like the positive feedback. Everybody, I haven't really seen anything too negative about it other than it just being long as fuck, which I agree with. But that's why HBO Max is there. So it can be, you can come back to it whenever you want. So, but yeah, I think it's been positive feedback so far.
I think that, like, first of all, I just feel vindicated. You know what I'm saying? I've been fucking screaming into the void for five goddamn years about shit, and it finally came out. Like, I felt excited when, like, all the fucking critics came out with it, because I thought they was going to hate it again. I thought it was going to be BVS all over fucking again, man. Because I was texting Van about it, and then all of them was like, oh, yeah, it was great. I was like, hold up now, what's going on? And then the shit actually came out. Besides, like, very few people, everyone fucking loves the movie. Everyone thinks it's great. Like, I think that's some of the dopest thing, part of just really, in that whole harmony between DC and Marvel fans lasted all of 48 fucking hours.
And that was so, it. Back to beefing.
Niggas had a unity for 5 minutes and it was back to the fucking violence. I don't know what's going to happen from here, but I'm just glad we got this moment in time. And I don't think it would have happened without HBO Max, to be completely honest with you. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my thing is, how would they have put a 4-hour film, you know, in theaters?
No, it never happened.
Remember back in like the day, like in the days of like Gone with the Wind, they used to have intermission. And so you
play through the film. That's super old school.
You'll say intermission, and you got like 5-7 minutes to go use the bathroom, get some more food, or back in the day you were smoking, get you a square, and then come
now
back.
Now it's like, Lincoln, let me give me another Jameson.
Now, if they would have did an intermission, maybe, but honestly, the way I saw it told, I don't think you could have not told it without it being 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you divided the movie up like as a part one, part two, I don't want to see that. You know, not with Steppenwolf. You know, if it was Darkseid, sure. You know.
I mean, I think that's the thing I liked about it was the way that it's formatted is like a, it's like a mini series. Mm-hmm. So it's like this chapters. I remember the first night it came out, I didn't watch the whole thing. It was like midnight out here. I was like, nigga, I'm not staying up till like 4 o'clock. So I watched like the first two chapters. And like when you pick it up, it's not like it's in the middle.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, and I feel like they'd put this in a theater. It's kind of like with Endgame, nigga. I had to hold myself using the bathroom after like 2 hours, nigga. I was like,
bro,
I'm not finna finish this beer because I'm gonna be running up out of here. And I don't,
fam, I was struggling during that final fight when Thanos came through the portal, came back in time and shit.
Like, nigga, I got to go.
Nah, yeah.
Exactly. But I just feel like, yeah, that truce lasted very, very short. I'm not gonna lie. I was not expecting like that movie. Like, the only reason I watched it is my brother wanted to review it on the pod. I was like, okay, I'll watch this shit, man.
I'm gonna come clean. I expect you to watch it. Come clean. I was like, man, Scott, he about to dunk on this shit. He ain't even finna watch it, bro.
I'm gonna keep it 100% G with you, right? I didn't expect you to watch it. And if you watch it, I thought you was gonna fucking hate it, right? I was driving somewhere and Tim texted me your tweet about it, your 10 out of 10 tweet about it. Nigga, I stopped my motherfucking car down there. I was like, get the fuck out. I had to go on Twitter and look at that shit. Like, nigga, Scott liked the movie. What the fuck is going on? Is this the Twilight Zone, nigga? Like,
bro, I was shocked, nigga. I was like, hold on. I was like, it was like an hour and a half. It was like, damn, this shit really fucking good. Like, I was like, damn, I had some fire tweets lined up too. I was mad as hell.
You was ready to spark. I know you was ready to spark.
I was mad. I'm like, damn, nigga. Like, it's kind of like when I saw the Space Jam trailer this morning. I was like, I'm mad as shit. This looked decent.
It looked dang. I ain't mad at it.
I was ready to screw my anti-Braun propaganda at like 9 a.m. I was like, damn, this looked good. But I think the thing that's different from the theatrical is the theatrical is so bad. It's laughable, nigga. Like, even the first scene where Bruce goes to visit Aquaman, nigga, like, it's more built up. Like, you see that nigga looking over the mountain and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's not like, hey, Aquaman, join the Justice League. And that's what was in the theatrical. Like, we didn't even know, like, he got pressed up in there. So, just the way they did it, I think, was good. But the thing is, like, what I would like for, really for the DC fans, is there needs to be some, like, where the fuck is Warner going from here? Like, I think that's the biggest fucking question. And also, I'm gonna have another thing I meant. Yes, I will take away my nostalgia. Ben Affleck is the best Batman.
Wow. You making strides today.
I will take away what Dante said on Bald Online. This is when I admit I was wrong, I will say I'm wrong.
Oh, man.
Yes, I had to take out my nostalgia of Christian Bale, Michael Keaton, which I still think they're in the top three. But yeah, Batman as far as just fight niggas.
I used to hate with Christian Bale is the fighting scenes.
That's it, bro.
Get his ass
Like I grew up on not only the comics but the animated series. Batman didn't struggle in a fight with common criminals. In a fight, Batman is thrashing all of them. It could be 100-1. You're gonna lose somehow.
I mean, like even like the younger people like myself, we had the Arkham games. Like, gee, niggas is an absolute terror in the Arkham game. If you get hit in a normal ass fight, you fool. Like, simple as that.
Like, bro, I remember flying around in Arkham City, diving on 20 criminals, beating the crap out of the first half of them running away, beating the crap out of them, and then taking and get out of there. Like, I hated to see him struggle, and then just the choreography. But you know, that's Christopher Nolan.
That nigga sucks as shit like that. Any fighting scene, I'm not vibing with his shit, man.
I don't know any Christopher Nolan movie where I said that's some good fight choreography. It all sucks. Even in his military films, if they have to like tussle with one another, it's like this is terrible. So that's I will give Christian Bale. I thought he's a good Bruce Wayne.
He's great as Bruce Wayne. He's great as Bruce Wayne.
But where were the other drugs going? I don't want to hear that.
Where is she?
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear that. You know, it was cool at first, but I'm like, now it's just annoying.
I'd have told you, like, nigga, you threatening me over Maggie Gyllenhaal?
That's what I'm saying, bro. No Stephen A.
All of Michigan up right now.
No Stephen A, but Maggie Gyllenhaal, come on.
I've been like, Sue Young, press the goddamn button. All right, nigga, blow all them niggas up, bro. But yeah, I'll put that with Ben Affleck, and then finding out that he left because this nigga was just drinking himself to a hole because his wife left him. I was like, okay, that's understandable. Yeah. I get why he left, nigga. Like, the nigga did not look happy, bro. But so I want to ask y'all, of course, y'all.
Did you really call Man of Steel the movie of a generation, bro?
Oh, yeah, let's get to that.
No. I didn't call Man of Steel the movie of a generation. I call BVS the movie of a generation.
Come on, bro.
I say it was the comic book movie of a generation. I stand by that shit because we still fucking talking about it 6 years later.
Of a generation?
Are we talking about it because it's underwhelming or because it's the movie of the generation?
I am talking about it because it's one of the best comic movies of a generation. Simple as that.
Your issues with Batman vs Superman. I've said mine plenty of times.
See, I like, honestly, I think it should have just been longer. Which
longer?
Sounds,
it was 3 hours.
I know, which sounds weird, but Zack Snyder.
Wait, are we talking about theatric or ultimate?
Oh, no, I'm talking about the ultimate. I prefer the ultimate.
Yeah. Theatrical don't exist.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is, if you all remember when Superman saved Lois, that scene. Especially when he's coming through, he's coming through the clouds at the speed of sound, and he's breaking the sound barrier. I hate that they cut that in Ultimate Edition. That was the coldest shot ever, and I literally can't find the theatrical version on online. I don't know what they did with it. I think WB just buried it and said, you know what?
I'm pretty sure you can find that DVD on Amazon somewhere.
It was
you don't have to eBay like a motherfucker. Yeah.
It was on HBO Max at launch, and then they just buried that shit. You can't find that shit on HBO Max no more.
But I think the thing with Batman vs Superman is I wanted to know, I can understand why Bruce was worried about Superman, especially after I saw Invincible. Actually, I read Invincible, the comic run, and then you see an Omni Man just destroy. What did you all read Invincible?
Yeah, I haven't
read it, but I watched the first three episodes. I understand everything.
So what are those group of superheroes called? The Galaxy of something?
The Guardians of the Universe or the Guardians of Earth or some shit like that?
Something like that. Yeah. And when he destroyed them, I said, oh my goodness. I saw the first episode. I said, low key, this is, of course, Superman with Dog Omni-Man. But this is just a small percentage of how strong Superman will be. So I get Bruce's commitment to wanting to destroy Superman. But I wanted to see that arc of him just stretch out a little bit longer. Right. And then also, of course, my biggest issue was, why did you say that name? I'm like, come on, bro.
I didn't even know their moms had the same name. I totally forgot their moms had the same name.
I really never realized that shit.
I didn't either until the movie. I said, her name is Martha Wayne. I know about Martha Kent. I was like, her name is Martha Wayne. Yeah. I think, I don't know. There's a way to make that a plot point to make it okay. It just didn't look okay in there. Outside of that, I did not like the way Darkseid, not Darkseid, but Doomsday looked. But that's petty. Like, that's not really anything really important.
I had Doomsday looking like the Abomination.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Like, I'm missing the long horns, the face that has the horn. He looks weird. But that's petty. That's not really necessarily a big thing. My biggest thing is there are parts of the story that the Ultimate Edition fixed and flowed with, and then other parts that just sort of crashed into each other.
Yeah.
I think they could have cut out that whole Lois Lane plot line with the bullet. And I feel like you could have added more time to Bruce's story or even Superman's a little more, you know?
Like, I didn't even need to hear from Lois like that. You know, no disrespect to her.
I mean, like, even with that, but like, she was first thing, the biggest problem with the theatrical was they cut out all the connective tissue. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything to connect the story and it make it feel less, you know, just real fucked up. When Lois, like, she proves Lex was responsible about what happened with the desert. And you can't cut her out because then you don't really get no fucking proof that Lex goes to jail. And then from what I heard, that's what Justice League 2 would have just popped off, Lex coming from jail. But like with the Martha shit, when I first watched it, I didn't really feel a way about it. I didn't think it was brilliant. I didn't think it was stupid. I just didn't feel a way. My second watch, I realized though, like, that's what was his dad's last words. You know what I'm saying? We've all seen the Wayans get popped no less than 15 times. We kind of desensitized to it, but like,
and every time I'm like, what are these rich niggas doing walking in the alley?
Bro, call
every
Uber.
Every time.
But at a theater, you niggas ain't go through the front door.
Yo, come on.
Them niggas live in Gotham. They're the wealthy Wayne family. Bro, what are you doing? Where's Alfred at?
That's a fact.
There wasn't no car. Yo, bring the whip out front. We leaving early. Huh? Like, come on.
Y'all say, you know what? We're going to go to Crime Alley.
Yeah, let's walk down this block. Like, what the fuck?
With these chains on.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas walk around with a fucking Cuba link. Thought no was gonna happen. That's fucked up.
We good. We good.
Nigga treated them like fucking Young Berg, bro. Nigga, this shit is crazy.
That reminds me. Have you ever watched the Batman: The Brave and the Bold?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you remember when freaking Bruce got to finally beat up Joe Chill? What a fire scene!
He beat the brakes off that man.
Who voices Batman? Kevin Conroy, is that his name?
Yeah.
Didn't he play? Who did he play? Not the Spectre. He played what is that? What is that detective who literally, he's a DC character and his face, he doesn't really necessarily have a
the
face.
Question.
Yep.
And then Mark Hamill played the Spectre. I forgot who it was, but it was one of my favorite episodes simply because Bruce got to beat the crap out of Joe Chill. I'm like, nigga, this is a long time coming.
Yeah, it's like in the comic when you pull up in that nigga jail cell with the Morbius chair. It's like, nigga, I know who you are.
That's right. He was in the Morbius chair when he did that.
Yep.
I know Scott looking like Morbius chair. What in the world is that?
Yeah, nigga, y'all lost me right there. I'm like Damien when we be talking about this shit on Summer Sessions. That nigga be like, all right, I'll holler at y'all next episode.
Damien really be clueless when niggas start talking about Chicago shit. He like, all right, man, I'm just going to go on mute. You know
nigga, that's how I feel when they talk about L.A. stuff. It's like, all right, come on.
Yeah, y'all get zoned out when we talk about L.A. shit.
I'm still in Chicago. I don't want to hear this.
As soon as they start mentioning Chacos and shit, Joe be like, all right, man, y'all got
it. Bro, I don't want to hear about these nice summer nights, nigga. It's cold. It's 30 degrees out here. I'm freezing.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. So obviously you guys favorite DC. So I want to know, what are the problems that you have with Marvel or MCU in general? Since we addressed what my issues are with DC.
Oh, X, you got it. Yo, X. I'm called ISO. ISO. ISO.
All right, all right. So, like, where should I start? I feel like when I was younger, I had a bigger problem with the villains because none of them niggas stick around. I do think they should be more sparingly with villains. I think one of the good things of the last couple of years is Michael Keaton survived, but that really survived because of the Sonyverse. So like, what we won, but at what cost? Now, like, I feel like the movies are very formulaic. And, like, it's a very successful formula. I can't say anything bad about the formula itself. However, I can say that, like, I don't feel this shit has stakes anymore. You know what I'm saying? Besides very few things, besides like Tony dying, which that nigga's probably going to come back because I know Chris Evans is coming back. Shit like, I really hate they made a fucking Spider-Man movie about Iron Man, bro. That shit irks my fucking soul.
What we say on the pod, X, is MCU is really just Tony Stark highlight reel.
Exactly.
That reminds me of the meme where said America is just a white nigga highlight reel.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
It's true. But like, going forward, I think things have been decent or whatever. But like, I'm losing more interest. A, because like, one of the three things I was interested in, Black Panther, Chadwick died, so you know, yeah. R.I.P. to him. Spider-Man, I don't know what the fuck is going on with Spider-Man.
They don't know, really.
And to be honest, fucking Tom Holland doesn't either. So let's be clear about that one. But I do want to see stuff like Ironheart. That really does interest me. I hope they do her white right.
White, excuse me, brother. Hold on, brother. And let the Black Queen
cancel him.
But I guess in a nutshell, I guess I'll really say this shit don't interest me no more. I feel like I've kind of grown out of it. I really want more shit about like Winter Soldier, but then you know, when we get Winter Soldier, we get Anthony Mackie's unserious ass.
Legend.
I really can't believe I can't believe that nigga was Tupac and we didn't realize it a decade ago, bro. I really cannot believe that.
Hey,
shit.
Man, I'm Tupac.
Gee, I can't believe they wrote that into a script, bro. Like that, they really wrote into a script. Hey, motherfucker, I'm Tupac. Like
they put a bald cap on him and told him get out there, man.
I was such a Biggie fan at the time. I actually liked that movie. Then I got older. Like, this movie is trash.
It's garbage.
I told you when it came out, it was trash. It was not good.
I was such a Biggie fan. I was like, this movie hella decent. Then I got older. Like, nigga, what the fuck was I watching, bro?
Nigga heard Sky is the Limit and the credits. He was hype. He was like, oh man.
And then the Tupac movie worse. Nigga. I met the dude who played Pac, nigga, and then I think
DeMario
I was
Mario Brown.
Yeah, DeMario. No, not him. No, not that nigga.
Not
nigga
fake Pac.
Yeah, not fake Pac. He played him in All Eyes on Me movie. And so I was at work. The niggas walking home, and I was like, I'm never gonna
forgive them for that shootout scene in freaking All Eyes.
Bro, like it was fucking Call of Duty, nigga.
And nigga turned to a Navy SEAL. I'm like, come on, bro.
Nigga shooting like CJ, bro. Like, what the fuck?
I literally yelled down the hallway, Pac, what up? This nigga turned around. I was like, all right, man. I was joking with you. Why you actually turned around? Say, all right,
you a troll for that. You a troll for that.
But so basically your issue, you don't think that Marvel's serious enough.
I think like they're just unserious about shit. And I don't know. Maybe it's just not for me no more. I'm not gonna say if it's like bad or good or anything. I'm liking it.
Just
less
not
and
your
less.
Thing.
Exactly.
Let me ask you, if I had to give a percentage of your knowledge of DC and Marvel comics, like canon wise, what would be a percentage of DC canon? It's a lot of comics and it's almost impossible for everyone to know everything.
Shit.
But if you, what would be your knowledge in DC? Would it be like 60, 70? And what would you be your Marvel knowledge?
In the last couple of years, I've been better about shit. So maybe like a 70%. There's some shit I just refuse to fucking read. I'm just not going to read some fantastical shit. Marvel is probably lower, maybe like 55-50, because I just don't fuck, like even with the MCU withstanding, even before, I've never fucking cared about Quicksilver, Scarlet Witch, fucking Falcon. I really, outside of like Spider-Man, Wolverine, Black Panther, I really don't give a fuck.
Makes sense.
That's fair.
Let me go into my issue with the DC universe.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
I didn't get much.
You didn't get your take on.
See, my thing is, growing up, I read DC more, and right. I think I said on a podcast, I told Scott, one of our cousins, as he got older, he used to collect a lot of comics.
Imagine somebody dropping like bricks on your table. That's how many. I mean,
goddamn,
he gave us hundreds of comics, and they were majority DC. He had some Spider-Man, he had some X-Men, and that's all I really knew about Marvel. But I read a lot of DC comics. And then as I got older, when Iron Man came out, what, 2008?
Eight.
That's when I just started just to dive into Marvel, and I started reading. I'm pretty sure I've kept up with 60-70% of recent Marvel runs. But as I got older, I realized there's always been a difference between Marvel and DC. And I always think that Marvel is a little bit more lighthearted than DC.
DC's darker.
And I mean, even just not even, you know, of course we will see that easily in the MCU and the, is this the DCEU? Did I say that correctly?
They don't know what the fuck they're calling it.
DC and them.
Folks in the universe.
Exactly.
So, hey, that's today's episode.
Folks in the universe. So I always realized DC is more serious and Marvel is more lighthearted. Because like even in the most recent one? Time Runs Out in Secret Wars.
Right.
Marvel. That's not really that serious. Even though it's a serious topic, which is hilarious. Because the world's coming to an end, the Beyonders took out the Living Tribunal and every other abstract entity, it still didn't have as much of a seriousness to it. Whereas if I read like the Frank Miller Batman run, whether the Dark Knight Returns, it's something's there. You know what I mean? But yeah. I just think that's been Marvel's thing for forever, where they're a little bit more lighthearted than DC.
Even if you like think about like how they both treat death, right? Like Batman was dead for like 4 or 5 years, right? Mm-hmm. Or like Bruce Wayne was quote unquote dead for 5 years, right? Van, remember Fear Itself from like 2014 or whatever?
Yeah.
Remember how Thor died in Fear Itself in like 2014 or whatever? That nigga, listen, no, I'm not bullshitting. That nigga died in May and was back before the end of the summer.
Yeah, bro.
I'm not bullshitting.
Took a summer off. He ain't make the playoffs.
Nigga was bronze first year in the Lakers.
Yeah, like, exactly.
But that's what I've noticed with both of them. Like when I was reading The Batman Who Laughs, and now I have to, because I had DC, is it DC Universe, whatever that subscription
Infinite,
service.
Infinite,
yeah.
Subscription service. And so I think they do it a year later, those comic, you get access to those comic books.
Right, right.
And so I left off with like the Shazam Who Laughs, but that series itself.
Super dark.
Yeah, the Batman Who Laughs was, he wasn't taking L's for the longest. And so I'm still catching up, but that series itself, I just think they have higher. I just think their stakes are different than Marvel. And that's cool. You know what I mean? That's cool. But one thing I think with the folks in the universe, the DC universe, film-wise, there is a, I can understand being having a problem with like formulaic films, because there is a formula they want you to stick to, and you may not get as much freedom as you would with a DC universe. My issue is that in comics, for the most part, outside of course different runs, there's a connectedness with all of them.
Right.
And right. DC doesn't have to follow Marvel's format. Matter of fact, I prefer if they don't. That's why I hated about the first Justice League. I don't want to see Batman cracking jokes.
That shit blew me. I was like, what the fuck is this?
When at the end, Cyborg was like, why my feet hurt?
That's that Josh Whedon bullshit, man.
Yeah.
And that's what, and didn't Josh Whedon wrote for Marvel? That matter of fact, that's how he came up. And I don't want that in there. You know what I'm saying? Right. And Superman cracking jokes,
here or there, I'll take it when it's necessary. But like,
yeah, you know what I mean. I take it when it's necessary. But that's also why
we prefer the last two Russo Avengers films over them Whedon's, even though the first one's a classic. But
like I said, I hate Age of Ultron. I can't stand it.
I am an Age of Ultron truther.
Yo, Scott, I'm with you.
I cape for Age of Ultron the way niggas cape for season 2 of The Wire.
It's necessary, bro.
It's necessary, bro. 100%.
And you know like what else you said? I mean, Scott, with Civil War being the most important MCU movie. That's a fact.
Thank you. With Infinity War, them niggas don't lose if they put together.
Oh yeah, super team at that point.
They don't lose to Thanos. If that's the only, now we talk about consequences. I would say that there's, for the most part, you're right. But I do feel like eventually, like you said, you think Robert Downey Jr. is going to come back. I'm not 100% sure about that. That nigga is rich as fuck and living in fucking Burbank on that little ranch. I can't see that nigga want to do superhero movies again. But even if they do, it's going to be a minute before they bring him back if they did that.
And also, more importantly, this has nothing to do with what you're saying at all. I'm completely left field. Man of Steel is trash. I just want you to look. It is not a good film. One, I hate Kevin Costner. I can't stand him as an actor. You know, I remember watching Dances Wolf back in the day. And I said, you know what? I'd love this film if he wasn't in it.
Our dad loves Kevin Costner.
Are you beefing with the bodyguard, G?
The bodyguard is one of my guilty pleasures of a movie. I love
bodyguard
that
is Whitney's drug origin story.
Wow.
All right, man.
Yes.
But I couldn't stand the way he dies by telling Superman no. I'm like, bro, you're dying. Superman can move almost as fast as the speed of light. If I'm correct, they're not gonna see him. He'll come in there and save him enough, say, oh man, where'd you come from? And he'll be alive. I'm like, this is just a stupid
But Joe, you gotta look at the overarching thing. The overarching thing was then the world isn't ready for you. And he was right. The world wasn't ready for Superman. Right.
So I'm gonna kill myself real quick.
Superman, protecting his son.
Yo, Superman revealed himself and damn the earth damn near called him a space nigga, bro. Like, come on, man.
I'll say this about Man of Steel, dog. For Superman, I think this is the best you can get.
It really is the cat.
Superman movie, I thought it did what it is.
And the funny thing is, I love the way it looked. Like, I love DC's animation style.
Oh, they bodying it on the animation.
Well, I guess that'd be more CGI style.
Oh, CGI. They CGI shit is beautiful.
Oh, animation. There's no comment. Marvel animation is terrible. Yeah. That's, come on now.
Not only is Marvel animation terrible, it's wild corny.
It's horrible. I can't stand Marvel animation. DC animation is light years ahead. Yeah. But But when it comes to DC CGI and their films, I love it. And I love Zack Snyder's desaturated look. That's one of my favorite things. But I hate the way he died. Like, I'm like, come on, just don't do that. He just put his hand in and said, no, I'll die horribly in this tornado. I'm like, bro.
I feel you, because it wouldn't be me. That was my son. I'm like, nigga, come help me, nigga.
I'm like, excuse me? I hit it with the nigga. Help me.
Exactly.
And that was right after Clark did the classic white, you're not my dad. You know?
And well, I hate you,
get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
Now, I will say, I know some people who at least Marvel fans had a problem with the way Zod died. Nigga, I love that. I love that he snapped his neck.
Okay, no, this thing that blew me. Nigga, you couldn't have did that an hour ago?
But that's Superman, bro. He really respects life. He don't want to do that.
And plus, you got to think about them. These are the last two niggas of a whole race of people. Like, I don't want to kill my brother, you know?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish they could have.
You finna burn this little kid off. Now I'm going to snap your neck.
I wish he could have just sent him to the Phantom Zone for a little bit or something, right? Because I hated to see that. And I, my only thing is, if I remember correctly, in the death of Superman, he didn't die completely. As a matter of fact, I have to remember how it came. When they first killed him off, there was such an uproar over Superman dying in the comics that they wrote him back in. But I don't know what the period was between Superman coming back and the death of Superman. But I wish that they didn't resurrect him with the mother box. I wish just when he'd had the black suit, had to absorb some solar rays. But that's
Because like in the comics, I think he's like put into like almost like a stasis. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Almost like a kryptonite coma. You know what I mean?
So I wouldn't have minded that. But, you know, DC's direction, honestly, I think Marvel eventually people will get burned out and they will have to start having non-connected films. You know what I mean? One-offs. And I think that's because, and on top of that, that allows for more creative freedom. But that's a while from now. DC
I
is mean, just,
and that, I don't see that happening until Kevin Feige retires.
Probably,
like
but
that.
Yeah.
WB just.
But see, that's the thing I love the most about Marvel. I think me in general, I just love like a connected story with anything, and that's the thing that like kind of drew me in. Like I feel like the stories, the Marvel, the DC movies that actually were connected, I can enjoy it. There's different parts of it. even the Suicide Squad, which. It's I feel like this. Suicide Squad is bad, but I love Margot Robbie and I'm biased for anything Will Smith is in, so it's watchable.
It's entertaining as fuck. Yeah, I don't know how good it is.
It's not a good movie. Like the villain is trash. The movie's not really good, but I watch anything with them two in it. But even that, you saw parts of it that like connected to Batman versus Superman, connected even a little end credit scene with Bruce talking about the Justice League. So that type of stuff I love. And so I get that sometimes Marvel is a little bit too light. And even for me, they joke around too much for some of my liking. You know what I'm saying? Like, with Ant-Man, it's probably the corniest franchise out of all of them.
I don't like watching
I just love Paul Rudd, though. I love Paul Rudd, though, so I'm going to watch it. But that's what Shazam kind of reminds me of. Shazam is kind of like an Ant-Man.
I love Shazam. Like,
It's a good movie, but it's corny like Ant-Man.
But he's a kid, though.
Okay, and Ant-Man is for kids.
Yeah, but I'm saying Billy Batson is a literal child.
I mean, yes, of course, he's a literal child.
So he's going to be corny.
He's going to be corny. I was just like, at the end, I was like, is that Megan Good? But it's a good movie. But I just feel like there's a way that they connect all this shit. Like, even with the Battinson, like, that's going to be a one-off, right? It's not even going to be connected.
Yeah, that's going to be his own universe. Well, like, it's going to be his own universe.
Okay, so what's the Flash movie setting up? I know they were talking about it's going to set up like a new reality or some shit.
It's going to reboot the DCU Earth, or like more like reinstate it. Pretty much, I think it's just going to get rid of Ben Affleck and place Michael Keaton as that Batman.
Keaton say he didn't read the script?
Yeah, he said he didn't read the script, but I know he's been saying he wanted to play like Batman Beyond Batman. That was like one of his goals. That's eventually what he wants this to lead to.
Oh, I'm thinking this nigga said he want to be Terry McGinnis. I'm finna say, huh?
Oh, nah. That nigga wash.
I'm finna say, what? Excuse me?
Can't be
me?
Batman with arthritis, my nigga.
Shit, Christian Bale did it, but whatever, man.
Oh, yeah, true. But so, basically, they're going to be picking and choosing the parts of life from every universe and putting it into one.
Okay.
Essentially.
So this Flash movie is not going to be, is it going to be based on Flashpoint?
Loosely.
It's gonna be loosely based on Flashpoint, but like Thomas Wayne not gonna be in it.
Ugh. Yeah, like the Amazonians and the Atlanteans probably aren't gonna be beefing.
I mean, that's cool. I hate it, like when whatchamacallit killed Aquaman, Wonder Woman, even though she would kill him.
Yeah,
I hated to see him kill him, but
Wonder Woman, actually, did you get your money back for that Wonder Woman 84 Blu-ray that you bought the other day?
Oh, absolutely not. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Wonder Woman 84 is Thor the Dark World levels of bad.
Nah, relax.
Bro, that shit is terrible.
Hey, man, it's one of those movies where, like, I thought it was okay, but I can understand why niggas did not like it, bro.
First of all, I truly believe they only brought Chris Pine back to life because that bitch can't carry a movie by herself.
Oh, like, yeah.
You put me and my couch in the same, my couch and fucking Gal Gadot on the same movie, my couch went an Oscar. Like,
I still don't think she's that bad.
She's terrible. Now, look,
she's not that bad. We've terrible, seen worse. Bro.
She's drop dead gorgeous. That's the only reason she got it.
She's an okay actor. She has a range she got to stay in.
It's like basketball. You got to hide her on defense, man.
Exactly.
You
know what I mean?
She's Kyrie.
She's Kyrie. Hide her, bro. Hide
she's Monte defense. Ellis, bro. Let's relax.
You might have to zone that up.
I'm going to give her Kyrie just because she's top five. It's like she's fucking gorgeous, bro. Like,
yeah,
that's a fine ass woman, right?
She
there,
looks like Wonder Woman. That's the thing.
She looks like Wonder Woman, yeah. But it's like, I was like, okay, so what's the point of bringing Chris Pine back? I didn't even understand that to the end. And the only good part about that is Pedro Pascal. Mando bodied that role.
Oh, yeah.
But the rest of that shit,
it is worth it to see Mando be a deadbeat in 4K. That's the only thing I really need.
I was just like, okay, like I just don't get this one. And then what's that? She's like, I'll never love again. I was like, oh my god, this is worse than Cam crying in Killer Season.
That's a fact.
This shit is terrible. But let's before we move on to Falcon Winter Soldier, what's y'all? If you could do like a top five DC movie list, what would be y'all top five?
You want to go first, X?
Nah, you go first.
All right. I got Justice League one. We just talking just in this universe or just DC overall?
Overall?
Dark Knight. Dark Knight still my number one. Then I have Justice League. Then BVS. Then Man of Steel, because I really like Man of Steel. Like, y'all going to see the light one day. Like, one day.
Oh, I'm with you. Like I said, I think
I'm one of the few people on Twitter. I didn't realize people
Joe despised that shit.
Like, I went on Twitter, and they're like, are you kidding me? It's a masterpiece. I said, what?
Yo, Joe, I'm telling you, it's very good.
I'm going to give it a...
Joe told me the movie was trash, and I watched. I was like, this ain't that bad.
Like, are you kidding me? So, maybe I need to go back and watch it again.
Yeah, you might have to just sit with it a little bit. Because
I just watched it in theaters, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's how I felt when I saw Rise of the Skywalker. I was like, right, give my money back.
Oh fat.
That shit was ass.
Remember that nigga left the movie theater mad as hell? Some nigga got up at the end was like, what the fuck?
Star Wars fans are the most disrespected fans, bro. You think DC fans get disrespected?
Oh, them niggas don't get out the house.
No. Bro, a Star Wars fan will swatch your shit, bro. Them niggas are ridiculous.
You can't even be a nigga in Star Wars.
Nigga, you're a stormtrooper.
What do you all think of The Last Jedi?
Trash.
I like it.
I think it's good.
That shit is garbage.
I'm
putting Last Jedi right under Empire, bro.
Bro, Last Jedi is the best Star Wars film.
That's a hot take right there, Scott.
It's not even better than Force
Awakens.
Force Awakens is better.
I got Rogue One right under Empire Strikes Back.
Okay, Rogue One is fire. Okay, Van, what do you hate about Last Jedi?
Everything, bro. Luke Skywalker turned in the pack. Him not even really fighting Kylo, him just tossing the lightsaber. You did nothing with Finn. Like, it's just so much shit. Like, they had to call up my man, JJ Abrams, like, please help us, nigga. Please fix this.
And he said, you know what? I'm about to create a movie that's even worse than this.
You want
to
see exactly. Fan service, nigga?
He did what he could. He did what he could, fam.
Billy D can't walk. Let's put this nigga in a ship. Yeah,
Billy D.
That's
a fact, sir. But
hey, what's your list?
Oh, that's a good question. No order, because after the first two, no order. Dark Knight, Zack Snyder's Justice League, Joker, because it's just
Joker's fire too.
I think it's a really good movie, however, I won't watch it more than once a year.
Okay, I'm glad you said
that. We said the same thing.
Joker's a good movie, it's just Incel the musical, and I would never watch it.
also true.
BVS Ultimate, and then give me Batman Begins number five.
Batman Begins is a very good origin story.
Batman Begins, I really love Batman Begins.
It's one of the best. It's definitely one of the best.
Batman Begins is like, I think it's the best origin movie, period. Like, in every origin,
I gotta give you that. I gotta give you that.
Has patterned itself after. Like, Iron Man.
Y'all know damn well which one I got.
Oh, yeah. We already know.
Life and Times of Tony Stark.
I can see the arc reactor in your chest.
Nigga, you see that? You see the hoodie I got on now? Nigga, Stark Industries.
This nigga banging a war criminal. That's wild, bro.
Look, man, hey, dog, they should have picked the right side. That's
a fact. No, I'm with you on that one.
They
should have
picked
one.
The right side. Hey. All the homies is good.
All I'm saying, Rhodey was looking clean at the
Rhodey looked like he missed a meal.
Ain't no loss for Rhodey.
Ain't no loss for Rhodey. But so you got the rest of your list, so that was it.
Oh. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so let's get into the Falcon Winter Soldier. Now, of course, everybody listens to this podcast. I usually do my Mel Kiper breakdown, but since we have guests, I'm just going to open it up as a round table. So I want to say about the Celtics, so I feel like this was the best episode out of any of the Marvel shows so far. First of all, the violence in here. Loved it.
Niggas were getting packed out left and right. Nigga,
put them punk-ass kids to sleep. I love the violence. Give me more blood. Give me more gore. They're cussing more. I like it. I like it. And actually, some of Anthony Mackie jokes were actually hitting this week.
Yeah.
Zemo dancing the club, probably my favorite meme video right
Zemo
now.
Zemo made the episode for me.
Yes.
Bro.
Zemo was great. And it goes back to what X was talking about how Marvel just kind of discards their villains. And this example right here, why you shouldn't discard your villains.
Exactly.
Because you're giving Zemo a whole new life, man. So yeah. I enjoyed that. And just one thing I also love is we've seen damn near all the footage from the trailer.
Yeah,
we've got three more episodes left, so I'm really trying to figure out where they're going from there. Ayo at the end, nigga, the Wakanda music, bro.
I heard them drums, nigga. I heard them drums. I was like, oh shit.
I was like, hold up, because I was like, after I saw the second, be like, hold on, that's from Wakanda.
It's the Kamoyo bee, yeah.
The Kamoyo bee. Bucky smelled the shea butter in there. He's like,
he smelled that Lester's pink lotion. He was like, hold up,
my people here. So I just like how like. This is the best one. Madripoor. It was good to see that.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to all the white people who thought Ayo was Okoye. Y'all motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah. I saw that shit. Okoye. I was like, nigga, we don't all look alike.
Y'all you saw the bald head black woman, Okoye, right. Nigga.
Right. I was like, stop it. But Madripoor, for all y'all who was so thirsty for X-Men references.
Oh, the mutant, yeah. Or the mutant stands on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. It's mutants are coming. Mutants are coming. That nigga's a mutant over there. There you go. It's your first little Easter egg right here. It looked good. It was just an excellent episode. 10 out of 10. I love where the show is going. And I think you're really seeing, I'm with you, X, too. I do feel like they should give the shield to Bucky because I feel like he cares more about it. But, you know, I'm also down with the black man being Captain America. So that's why I'm at 50-50 with it. But that's what I loved about that episode, man.
That shit was fucking great. We got to talk about my son Zemo because, like, they really, like, did him justice. Because before, he was just an average nigga who lost his family.
Yeah.
But they really stuck true to the comic book origin of him. Like, this nigga is really, like, royalty, bro. Like, he comes from a long lineage of niggas with money who was smart. And, like, he's deep in this whole evil villain shit. Like, you know what I mean? He inherited the game from his pops. But, nah, that shit was fire, man. Zemo was good. Fucking Sharon Carter. She was tough. She was packing niggas out left and right.
I think I'm starting to get a thing for like playing white women and it's gotta stop. It's an alarming trend. She looked kind of good. We know it's a funny shit though. I don't ever really fuck with white women in real life, but that it just I just like looking at them. But anyway,
oh no, that's all I got.
My brother was looking at me like this nigga here. It's just for sure. So anyway, either one of y'all niggas.
The only thing I can really say, like, not to piggyback anything, but like this episode felt like the first one that wasn't a waste of my time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, so you didn't like the first two?
I didn't even think they were like objectively bad, but subjectively, I just felt like I could do better things with my time than watch those two episodes. You know what I'm saying?
And X, you know what you pointed out too on our podcast? X pointed out he said he wanted more Falcon. Like we kind of were like,
okay, that's true.
More of Sam's backstory at least.
Less, you know, Sam, I mean? Mackey.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yo, I didn't pay to see Anthony Mackie be Anthony Mackie, bro. Like, I wanted to see this nigga become the embodiment of America, not this jokey-ass nigga. But, even the scenes, you know what I'm saying? It really keeps showing me, like Scott said, I feel like Bucky should have got the shield because he has the reverence and, like, the impact of it in him really well. Also, Zemo being, like, only American would think of fashion for a black man as a pimp. Is the funniest shit I've seen in MCU so far. How the fuck does Baron Zemo have a better grasp of American racism than Sam fucking Wilson, nigga?
That nigga was tapped in jail cells.
Yeah, he was listening.
He joined Islam.
He's listening to Trouble Man.
That nigga probably, yo, Baron Zemo probably knows what redlining is, bro. That's fucking wild.
Yeah, he's tapped in.
But like, I Bucky beating niggas ass like holds a special place in my heart because I love Winter Soldier. I really need them to lessen the jump cuts, though. Like, I want to watch him.
Are you talking about the Liam Neeson special?
Exactly. I hate that shit so much because, like,
this oh, is actually, who's it? What was that? The Bourne Identity. The Bourne Identity is also.
Oh my god.
The Bourne series are the pioneers of the insanely quick cuts.
Gee, and then the fucking Sharon Carter one, bro. Like, she was whooping niggas' asses and they was keeping it in the shot. I was like, why the fuck can't y'all do this the whole time? Like,
I really don't understand why actors don't do fight scenes more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't want to get fucked up.
Dude, yeah. I remember when Jeremy Renner was in the Bourne Legacy. The nigga did every fight scene. I'm like, just do that more often.
Jeremy Renner looked like a nigga who do his own stunts, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, exactly. It's kind of like, of course, here comes an Entourage reference. Joe hates when I do. It was Entourage reference.
What a terrible show.
Stop it. We're not going to disrespect one of the
Entourage is a classic, time. G.
Yeah, we're not disrespecting Entourage.
That's, you know what, man? Since I said Man of Steel was trash, and I'm going to go back, I'm just going to go back and try and watch Entourage again.
Yeah, man.
You watch, and if you spend any, I realize like, two shows that you can enjoy even if you didn't spend any time in LA. But if you spent significant time in LA, there's no way you won't like Entourage or Insecure. Insecure is 30 times funnier if you live in LA. So I was like, every situation that Vinny and them and East and them, I didn't see that shit before. But there was the episode where Vinny didn't want to do a stunt. And one of the directors was like, you want to be a pussy or you want to be a man? Pussies don't do their stunts. And he's like, all right, I'm gonna do the stunts. And then Ari went nuts, like, oh, you're gonna do your fucking stunts? No, these motherfuckers over here are crazy. And this nigga came all the way to the set to stop Vinny from doing it. And of course, Vinny did the stunt, which led this nigga taking painkillers, which led this nigga dating a porn star.
It's dangerous. And being path. On coke.
Yeah, that's what season 7 went off the rails. That's how I think about actors not doing their
stunts. Sasha Gray almost ruined his life.
Sasha Gray and Mandy Moore. Fuck Vince Chase. Fuck Miss Chase, nigga. Yeah. Joe, what'd you think about this episode?
Oh, I loved it. I mean, it, you know, it's funny because whenever I watch Anthony Mackie, I think this is literally just Anthony Mackie the show.
This is for real. For real. You know,
if it's one thing that I've, it's kind of like a gift and a curse for Marvel is when they introduce characters, they make the character becomes the actor, not necessarily the actor becoming the character, which is good and is and not bad. Like for instance, when Chris Hemsworth first played Thor, if you look at his Thor now and then, completely different.
Yeah,
like he's evolved, and that's okay.
They wasted 2 movies.
I know, and that's okay because then there are some people like Robert Downey where when you read Iron Man, even if you've watched him in any show, Robert Downey is just he just embodies who Tony Stark is.
Stan Lee said that himself.
You know, so yep. It's okay and. But I mean, even Chris Evans became a Captain America, but even a part of himself blended in. And I'm okay with that to a point. But in this episode, it felt good just to have Zemo back because I agree. You shouldn't just get rid of villains like that. They should be recurring because, I mean, look at comic books. These villains don't go away.
Yeah. Right. You think it's going to die, bro. And if they do, they're coming right back.
And that's why.
Super- Joker been on the run for 75 years.
Exactly. Right. Even in was that the Dark Knight Returns where Batman snapped his neck? Yeah. Well, he snapped his own neck. Whatever it was. Eventually, Joker found his way in another one. Of course, it was a different iteration. So I'm okay with people coming with villains coming back. And Marvel does have to use villains over. They don't have to, you know, just be gone. They can be recurring theme, and they can be people who are persistent pain in these heroes' ass because that's literally what the comics are.
Yep.
But in this story, seeing Zemo being used, he's still a villain. He still has his means, and what he wants to do was fire.
He's trying to chop Carly Morgenthau's head off. That nigga's coming.
Oh yeah, bro. And that you see, he smoked the doctor.
Yeah, like, he smoked that doctor super quick.
Well, he got the gun. I said he's finna turn into a pack. There's no way he's gonna allow. He's not gonna allow more Winter Soldiers. He killed 5 of them. He's coming back for more.
Listen, I know niggas was upset. Like motherfuckers in the show was upset about him doing that, but he was completely right to kill that nigga. That nigga needed 100%. To die.
Oh, absolutely. He shouldn't be around.
Oh, your nigga said job finished? I don't think so.
And that's what Sam was acting like a cop. What'd you do that for? You're going back to jail.
I'm like,
that's why I also feel like he should be Cap though, because Bucky Cap cared and Cap had a little bit of police in him. Like Bucky don't give a shit. Like I think Bucky be the closest thing to Batman as Captain America.
Oh, dead ass, bro. You see how he got went to jail? He's like, oh, here these niggas go again, man.
Bro, he been trying to fade niggas. He wants to whoop John Walker's ass.
Bro, how do y'all feel about John Walker and this pet Negro?
Lamar Hoskins. in his token. Yeah, look, man. I feel like John Wall, by the way, I did not know that that was Kurt Russell's son.
Oh, so yeah.
Like a week ago. I feel like the people who didn't know Elizabeth Olsen was related to Mary Kate and Ashley. But I feel like he's perfect for the role because he's corny and he makes you, he has a punchable face.
Yeah.
And I think that's perfect for that character. And, you know, we always have the little Negro on the side, which, you know, I don't like. But you know,
he's more annoying than U.S. agent to be like, this nigga is just I'm so tired of Pat Negro.
Gee, even nigga, he was telling John Walker, oh, so we're gonna do it the illegal way. I'm like, dude,
that nigga really looks like the Paul man, dude. I'm not playing. He really do like that nigga.
He do. So it's just like, and that's another reason why I'm kind of glad that Sam's gonna be holding the mantle, so we can not have a nigga be in the sidekick role.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? More black superheroes doing their thing, you know, since that's what I'm for.
I still wonder how they're going. Is our Battlestar and U.S. Agent just going to take the serum? Because
Power Broker... At least U.S. Agent's definitely taking it.
Because the Power Broker gave U.S. Agent his powers, if I'm correct.
Who do y'all think is Power Broker, though? You think we've seen Power Broker?
Knowing the MCU, is probably be some nigga Tony Stark fucked off.
Tony Stark highlight reel.
Tony Stark cinematic universe.
Tony Stark laid it up on me in high school basketball.
Nigga dunked on me in front of the hole.
Yeah, fuck that.
Wow.
Now I'm giving you niggas vaccines. Somebody was like, oh, it's Sharon Carter. I was like, nah.
Oh, God, no.
I'd be hot if the
power also, was the Carter. Flag Smasher in the comics was a person.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a group.
Yeah. No, it was just one dude.
It was one white nigga. So,
and that nigga hated everybody. That nigga ain't like communist, capitalist, nobody. But it was, you know, I would never want to see again is the Iron Man 3. Who is the main villain who turned out to be a fraud?
And the Mandarin?
Mandarin.
Oh, God, that pissed me off so much.
We all have our trash movies that I like, that we like. Iron Man 3 is that for me. I know it's bad, but I like it.
I want the Power Broker to be someone who just doesn't go away. You know what I mean?
The thing about Iron Man 3, though, it's good up until the Mandarin.
The first hour is excellent. Yeah. After he gives them, like, when they blew that nigga house up.
That nigga was talking big shit until his shit got pushed back.
Then he landed in, like, Cracker Barrel. In Nashville, I was like, that's when the movie went down a fucking cliff. Then it went to, oh, we gonna get into a little Bad Boys, nigga. We in Miami now.
Yeah.
And you find out the Mandarin's a joke, that's when the shit goes down a fucking sewer. But I'm biased to anything with Tony Stark, so I found a way to accept it.
That's how it is.
That's just how you accept shit from your favorites, bro. Like I know it's a bad movie, but it is what it is. I still don't understand why niggas say Iron Man 2.
I fuck with Iron Man 2. That shit is
outside of Whiplash. Mickey Rourke as a Russian is terrible, but it's a good movie to me.
I saw Justin Hammer was in there talking big shit. Like,
yeah, Justin Hammer's a good character, man. Isn't he coming back for Armor Wars?
Armor Wars gonna be interesting because I want to see how they do that and how that's gonna tie in the whole Ironheart thing.
I want to see what they're gonna do with Secret Invasion.
Oh, that shit's gonna be so small scale. Niggas gonna be so disappointed, bro.
Yeah, like I feel like that should be a movie.
Yeah,
more than a series. I don't think it's gonna be what niggas are expecting it to be.
Cause that's what niggas thought the next big thing was gonna be Secret Invasion. But like, I don't know about that shit, bro.
But you know, streaming wars, man, and that's why I feel like DC need to take advantage of the HBO Max platform. If you don't want to give us a nightmare movie from the last scene, give me a couple episodes series.
Gee, that's what we were talking about last week, bro. Like, if you don't want to put Zack Snyder's fucking movies in theaters, niggas, you have a whole streaming service. You can just make it an exclusive.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they're taking advantage of it, but on an alternate universe. So the Pattinson shit is gonna be fully fleshed out. You're getting the GCPD show, you're getting a Catwoman TV show on HBO Max, but like this mainline shit, they're not even touching it.
And that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
That's just so like is Iron Man. What are they
doing with, let me ask, what did they do with Doom Patrol? Did that go to HBO Max?
Yeah, all HBO the shit that was on DC got transferred to HBO Max. So pretty much everything just getting a bigger budget.
I didn't mind Doom Patrol. I thought Doom Patrol was great.
Yeah, Doom Patrol is good. Like Titans is having like it's gonna be back, but like a crazy ass budget.
It's gonna be crazy.
I did not want to watch Titans at first. And then I gave it actually a watch and I said, okay, this is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing they can do is continue that, give them more money. That's really all I wanted.
That's all they needed. Yeah.
Yeah. They just need more money. You know what I mean? Because if it's one thing I hate is the Flash show, I've loved the Flash TV show the first four seasons.
It's greatness. Greatness.
You a better nigga than me, bro, because I gave it two. I gave it two hot seasons. I was done third one.
Is that the show with my with Candace Patton Fine?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Where the JR? Yeah. The JR. That infidelity pack.
I love the Grant Gustin as a Flash. I think he's a good Flash. Bear in mind, I still like Ezra Miller. So
see, this thing about Ezra Miller. Ezra Miller's a good Flash, but he has a punchable face. And his voice is annoying.
Doesn't the Flash always have a punchable face?
Yeah, he fits the character, but nigga, the scene where in Justice League where he was catching Shorty out there
with the glizzy in his pocket.
Wasn't that Iris?
Iris. With the opera music. That's the only complaint I got about Justice League. The fucking soundtrack.
Wonder Woman music is killing me.
Oh, nigga, every time, bro. Every time you got the little.
The only complaint I really got about Justice League is the Icelandic shorty singing "I'm a Young Black Man" when Jason Momoa is running away.
Man, she was sniffing my man's clothes.
Or ancient lamentation music.
What's she on?
Jason Momoa can only play dude bros. Like he's lucky that Arthur Curry is just a nigga who just like drink and is underwater.
Hey man, wait till Aquaman 2 when he his kid gets packed out by Black Manta. Can't wait.
Cannot wait.
So is that going to be connected to it? They just going to say, fuck this nigga's Justice League history?
I hope
that's
it's connected.
That's the question that I got moving forward. Because I loved Aquaman. Aquaman was a great movie.
Aquaman was good.
So like the way they're treating it, right? Like WB has come out and said, be like, yeah, we're not treating that shit as canon. However, all the directors and the writers and the screenwriters and shit, like, oh no, we consider that canon. Like,
okay, that's weird.
Like Patty Jenkins came out, I was like, oh no, that's canon. We treating that shit as it's still going on. Like,
WB is just gonna have to get bullied into doing the right thing again.
WB needs to
again.
WB needs to do what Disney did. Make them DC Studios. You get the just fund them niggas.
Yeah,
fun because I feel like if you're a fan of comic book movies, you should want. Like, you know, Marvel's the more light franchise. When you go to DC, it's darker. And this should be both sides of the coin. Everything shouldn't be the fucking same. But you got these niggas out here fumbling the 1998 Yankees roster. Like, that's
crazy to me.
That's the craziest shit about it. Marvel built their shit off B and C list ass superheroes. Like, you niggas got really crazy. Two of the most popular superheroes ever. And you just like, well, nigga, we don't know what we gonna do.
Bro, Marvel had us tune into a fucking Scarlet Witch and Vision show every week.
Just think about that. Think about every that, bro. Week, we are tuning every week to watch out the headline by Anthony Mackie. Think about the power they have on society right now, dog. Like
they got us in a headline.
Bro, I'm gonna watch Ms. Marvel. I'm gonna keep on. I don't give a fuck about her character.
Honestly, I think that might be one of the better ones. She has a very good story to tell.
That shit gonna be better than Captain Marvel. I'll tell you that, man. But then,
okay, relax.
That's not a high bar to get over. I'm gonna keep
on. Relax on Carol Danvers. Relax.
Hey, Captain Marvel 2 gonna be fully loaded, bro. You gonna have Spectrum and Miss Marvel in there. They got the Skrulls.
You got my queen, Tiana Paris. Tiana Paris got some fine ass teeth. I know it's like a wild thing to look at, but you ever seen one? She got fine teeth. She got fine teeth, bro.
You know,
she got the Easter Wright teeth.
You know, Kevin Feige really loves Captain Marvel because he gave her. Two black people of color sidekicks. Two of them, my nigga.
There you go. Hold it down.
Had Pakistani shorty. You got Tiana Paris. You know what
Look,
I'm saying?
Look, man, if there's ever a race
war. Fury, too. You know Fury going to be in there. Got
if
three.
Any, yeah, you got three. If there's ever a race war, I'm hiding Kevin Feige in the back of my truck, bro. Like,
Him, Tony Hawk. Only a few.
You got to throw John Cena in there, too.
John
Cena,
maybe.
I'm kicking John Cena the fuck out of that car. I'm going to put Tom Brady in there. I stopped watching. I understand Cena's probably regarded as a GOAT. I stopped watching wrestling when I seen that jean short wearing ass nigga come down the tight drum. That's enough for me.
He wasn't with the Word Life. He wasn't with it.
Yeah, I was like, I actually liked Word Life, John Cena. when he started doing the truth and unity and all that. Yeah, I'm good on this one.
Nigga heard the horns was disgusted. You know what I'm saying? What
the fuck is this?
And now he doing the same shit he accused Dwayne of doing, which I think is fucking hilarious.
Speaking of which, what y'all think about Peacemaker?
I'm intrigued. I don't know about Peacemaker at all, but honestly, I think John Cena looks like he's doing a good job.
He was funny in the trailer. In the trailer, he was funny.
And then look at it like this: both of them niggas are in DC properties, The Rock and John Cena.
By the way, The Rock, it took forever for Black Adam to finally get
going. A decade, G.
That nigga gonna have to actually try to act now. You see that cast. You got 007 on there. You know what I'm saying? You get my man MC Ren.
My son.
my son Jim Brown. Yeah, MC Ren, nigga. I forgot he was renting straight out of Compton.
Yeah. I forgot about that movie. That now we gonna talk about highlight reels. That's the Dr. Dre highlight reel.
That yo, was Dr. Dre highlight.
Low key.
He smacked a nigga and they just did nothing, bro.
We're okay with you doing that, even though we're clearly gang members.
It was the Dre and Cube stuff, but the winner always tells the story.
It's true.
Nigga, when I saw that movie in theaters, I seen gang members up in there, boy. Like when Straight Outta Compton came out, it was Crip Central up in there.
I believe it. I believe everybody went out to see that shit. I remember.
Niggas was ready. That was all, when I saw the pop movie, niggas like, Tupac was an activist. Niggas was yelling outside the fucking movie theater. I was like, bro, relax. Like, don't be doing all this for this Pac movie.
Niggas about to go to war.
Are y'all expecting? What y'all expecting from Black Adam? I think it's dropping like around the same time as Black Panther 2.
I don't got no expectations for that shit. My only expectation is I need to see a nigga get rock bottom from like the upper atmosphere.
Fact. From orbit.
Someone got to take this rock bottom nigga. I don't care who it is. Someone got to take it. That's all I know.
So Joe informed me that Black Adam is a villain though, right?
Yeah.
An anti-hero.
Like I told Scott, he kind of like gravitates, but he moves in that hero anti-hero era quite often.
Right. I mean, look at it like this. Right now in the comics, Black Adam's in the Justice League. He's in the Justice League right now in the comics. But if you look at the Injustice video game, that nigga's right with Superman, whacking niggas off. You know what I mean? Getting niggas killed. You know what I'm saying? So,
Hey, War Criminals link up. You did
exactly.
Next year is a great slate of combo movies, bro.
Oh, like, bro, I'm gonna be at the movies every other week.
It's gonna be all the movies that like we just waited on during Rona. You know what I'm saying? Or exactly. Rona fucked up. It's gonna be like 8 movies back to back to back.
The first movie I'm gonna see in theaters is probably gonna be Eternals, nigga. Like,
gonna be ass,
nigga. You think it's gonna be trash? I like the cast.
Bro, no one cares about that turn.
I don't really know about crew.
Scott, yeah. Let me tell you this. Me and Van have like maybe 20 plus years of comic experience between us. We just started reading the Eternals last week, my nigga.
That's kind of like how Guardians was when it came out. Anybody know about the Guardians, nigga?
Nigga, I knew the Guardians. I didn't read a book about them, but I knew of them, nigga. I didn't know about the Eternals till 2 years ago.
And then you look at it, the greatest Eternal is gone. Thanos is gone, bro.
Yeah. Like, don't give a fuck about the Eternals, nigga. Shout out Richard Newby if you hear this, bro. But like, geez, nobody don't give a fuck about the Eternals.
Hey, man, my sons, Jon Snow and Robb Stark are going to be in this bitch. I will be in their first front row.
I thought you was gonna say Black Widow, honestly, about the first movie.
No, look, like I said, only thing I cared about Black Widow is when she died. But I'm going to still watch that movie from the comfort of my house. Like, I'm not going to the theater to see that shit. If I had to go, I was gonna see it because I'm not missing the Marvel movie. But I think I'm maybe some popcorn, nigga. Turn the lights off.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. But
exactly.
Let's wrap this up, man. Before we get out of here, I just want to let everybody know where they can follow you. You know, what y'all got coming up and things of that nature.
Hey, follow us, Black Variant RNC on Twitter.
Yep.
Shit, we got episodes. We're going to have, y'all got to come on our shit. That's what we really need.
Absolutely.
For the chaos.
Say less, bro.
Maybe when Black Widow come out, we might do something.
Oh, I'm with it.
I'm expecting to slander Black Widow, so I would absolutely love to come on.
I'm not going to defend that slander because, one, I don't like Scarlett Johansson as an actress either. I just don't like her. Yeah.
I can't wait till we have this Quanflix watch party. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
That nigga said I'm not paying the $5.
Hell nah.
I'm not paying the $30. Fuck that, nigga.
Nigga, Faggy gonna have to get it in blood, bro. Ain't no way. But now we're gonna rev up the slander guinea on Black Widow when it drops. But yeah, man. RNC, Black Variant shit, and that's it, man.
Oh, Van, SSIDNT. Y'all know me, X-I-X-I. We do this shit, comic history every week. Just comic book shows, comic book TV, everything. We really got to talk about Godzilla versus Kong. Van, we got to have a discussion.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that on the pod, too.
Please allow me to have my take on that. Man, I hated to see my dog Kong go out like that. I mean, he's not beating Godzilla in any point, shape, or form, but he was getting packed up for most of the film.
Gentleman sweep.
Until Godzilla turned this nigga accent to Thor, and then he just started to take off. But yeah,
nigga, King Kong does Giannis before he get to the playoffs. Simple as that.
That's a fact.
I almost had to change my HBO Max password because my brother and Thomas were watching that shit at the same time. And he hit me with the more than two people can watch HBO Max at the same time. I'm like, all right. I text like, one of you niggas better get off.
Yeah, somebody got to give it up.
Yeah, niggas going to be mad when that password changed in the morning. Like, nigga, I'm watching Entourage. Make up your mind. Yeah. But yeah, man, just let us know, man. I definitely would love to be on the pod, bro. I'm with it.
Of course, bro. Appreciate y'all, man.
No doubt, bro. You know you can follow us at, man, at Barchet Scott, at Flo Zandolini, at BarbersChetNet on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the Patreon right now, patreon.com/BarbersChetNetwork. By the way, I know some of y'all niggas is not low. I know that y'all like to cancel, like we for the shit hits. And
just hit y'all with the Netflix. That's crazy.
Like, nigga, it's $5-$10, bro. Like, come on, dog. Like, what's going on?
Niggas making new emails every week.
Right, niggas making new emails and shit. Like, come on, dog. I'm over here putting in mad work on here. I gotta record again after this.
That's what I'm saying.
So patreon.com/BarbersChetNetwork. We're gonna holler at y'all next week. We'll talk about episode 4 of Falcon Winter Soldier. And we out, man.